What is really good? 2.2 FM Walls Talking Podcast. Today we are going to be talking about, you guessed it, book club. Yep, it's Sunday. And we are trying to get stuff prepared. Actually, this is a pre-recorded episode. I don't want to pretend like it's actually Sunday. For me, it is Saturday. And the reason why I'm pre-recording this episode is because I wanted to make sure that I get it done. And also because I wanted to make sure that with all the projects that I'm working on, that I don't forget about doing book club, because we haven't done it in so long. And I would love to get finished with this book. Hopefully, I would love to get finished with it by the end of this year, so that way we can start on a new book for book club. I really want to do a monthly book for book club instead of doing this whole thing. So maybe instead of just reading one chapter, we can read a few chapters to get us through this book in the month of October, and we can start a whole new book for the month of November. I did want to do a Halloween book, but we'll see how this goes. I'd like to read about 3 chapters today, so we will be going through the Brizzles, and each Brizzle will be a different part of the book, because like I said, I want to not get it done and take forever. Like, I'd like to get it done by the end of October. I said by the end of this year, but honestly, I'd like to do a monthly book. Like, come on, who wouldn't want to do a book a month, you know? That's what's up. Learn together, grow together. All right. I actually would like to do a book a week, really. So we'll see how that turns out. All right. So I'm going to take a short drizzle. I'm going to get me something to drink. And then we will get into the first chapter for this, which will be In the Spirit. You are now listening to 2.2 FM Walls Talking Podcast with your host, the victorious LaToya Justice Shari, and your co-host, King Nas. Thank you for listening. You'll get everything on this podcast. Walls Talking Podcast. How are we doing, my love bug family? I hope you guys are doing great. Today is, of course, Sunday. So that means book club is back in effect. Yes, the Like Woe Sunday Family Book Club is in effect. And we are still reading Maya Angelou's Wouldn't Take Anything from My Journey. Now, we last left off, and we were reading the chapter called Style. But now we are reading the chapter called In the Spirit, and that is what we're going to read in this part of the podcast today. So, gonna read that. I think I'm gonna read about 4 chapters today. And then I'm just going to tell you what I gained from reading those 4 chapters. Okay? So, again, this is called In the Spirit. Okay? This is the chapter. So, if you have the book, if you bought it and you're like, yo, when are we going to finish this book? We're working on it. Yes. I would like to do a book a week. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I would like to do that. Or every 2 weeks. Okay. Alright. But first we have to get done with this book. So, that sounds crazy. Okay, anyway. spirit is an inevitable force made visible in all light. In many African religions, there is the belief that all things are inhibited by spirits, which must be appeased and to which one can appeal. So, for example, when a master drummer prepares to carve a new drum, he approaches the selected tree and speaks to the spirit residing there. In his prayer, he describes himself, his experience, and his expertise. Then he explains his intent. He assures the spirit that he will remain grateful for the gift of the tree and that he will use the drum only for honorable purposes. I believe that spirit is one and is everywhere. Yes, I really like this chapter here. I'm sorry. I'm going to talk about spirit. I'm just going to write a note, God, because I really want to talk about this. Because this is familiar. But this is deja vu. But anyway, all right, let's continue reading. Okay, we're on page 34. Just in case you guys want to follow along if you have the book. Anyway, it says, let's start where we were. I believe that spirit in one and is in everyone present. That it never leaves me. That in my ignorance, I may withdraw from it, but I can realize its presence that the instant I return to my senses. In this belief in a power larger than myself and other than myself, which allows me to venture into the unknown and even the unknowable. I cannot separate what I conceive in spirit from my concept of God. Thus, I believe that God is spirit. While I know myself as a creation of God, I am also obligated to realize and remember that everyone else and everything else are also God's creation. This is particularly difficult for me when my mind falls upon the cruel person, the batter, and the bigot. I would like to think that the mean-spirited were created by another force and under the ages this is why we need to read and direction of something other than my God. But since I believe that God created all things, I am not only constrained to know that the oppressor, God, I need to turn the light on, is a child of God, but also obliged to try to treat him or her as a child of God. My faith is tested many times every day and more times than I like to confess. I am unable to keep the banner of faith aloft. If a promise is not kept, or if a secret is betrayed, or if I experience long-lasting pain, I begin to doubt God and God's love. I fall so miserably into the chasm of disbelief that I cry out in despair. Then the Spirit lifts me up again, and once more I am secure in my faith. I don't know how that happens, save when I cry out earnestly, I am answered immediately and am returned to faithfulness. I am once again filled with Spirit and firmly planted on solid ground. That's deep. That's deep. We're going to take a short break and we are going to go into Is Anyone Ever Too Much? That will be what we will be talking about in the next section. Is anyone ever too much? Ever too much? What is good, fam? We are back and we are reading a continuation of Maya Angelou When Take Nothing From My Journey. In this section we are reading Is Anyone Ever Too Much? Okay. Uh-oh. All right, here we go. There ate a few misguided, oh sorry, this is why I have to lie on. There are a few misguided wits who think they are being complimentary when they declare a woman is too much. While it is admirable and desirable to be enough, only masochists want to be too much. I'm sorry, misogynists. Sorry, didn't mean to say it like that. Or did I? Want to be too much. Being, claiming, or accepting the status allows others to help responsibilities upon, to keep responsibilities upon the back of the too much woman, who naturally is also referred to as superwoman and earth mother. The flatterer, for that is what the speaker means to be exposing himself as, a manipulator who expects to ingratiate himself into earth mothers. Good graces. So that she will then take his burdens upon her and make his crooked ways straight. When the complimenter is confronted, he will quickly disavow any. Oh God, I need to turn this light on. Scurrilous intent, and with hurt feelings will declare, I meant too much to be a sign of appreciation. I don't see how you could misread my meaning. You must be paranoid. Well, yes. A certain amount of paranoid is essential in the oppressed, or in any likely target of oppressors. We must stay vigilant, and be careful of how we allow ourselves to be addressed. We can too easily become what we are called with all the unwelcome responsibilities that title makes to heir to. I think we're going to take a short breath, and I think I'm going to look up some of the words that I mispronounced, and I'm definitely going to turn the light on because I can't see. Trying to be in the mood, and it's fine to be in the mood when you're just talking, but when you're reading, the mood is light. Put a lot of light when you're shedding light. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. You know? Thank you for listening to the 0.2.2 FM Wall Talking Podcast with your host, LaToya Justice Shari, and your co-host, King Nas. We appreciate you listening, and we heart you, fam. But don't forget to check out the Instagram, 0.2.2 Walls Talking Podcast, and our Twitter, Twitterlily, Smooches. Peace. Until next time. I decided to read one more chapter, which is called What's So Funny. Some entertainers have tried to make an art of their coarseness, but in their public crudeness, they have merely revealed their own vast sense of personal inferiority. When they heap mud upon themselves and allow their tongues to wag with vulgarity, they expose their belief that they are not worth loving and are in fact unlovable. When we as an audience indulge them in the profanity, we are not unlike Romans at a Colosseum battle between unarmed Christians and ranging lions. We not only participate in the humiliation of the entertainers, but are brought low by sharing in the obscenity. We need to have the courage to say obscenity is not funny, vulgarity is not amusing. Insolent children and submissive parents are not characters we want to admire and emulate. Flippancy and sarcasm are not only ways in which conversation can be conducted. If the imperial is standing in my living room, stripped to the buff, nothing should prevent me from saying that since he has no clothes on, he is not ready for public congress. At any rate, not lounging on my sofa and munching on my trail mix. So that is the last chapter I am going to read for this Sunday, and we will continue off next Sunday, and I would like to do 4 chapters next Sunday. Honestly, I think if I can do 3 chapters every day, we can get through this book. So let's just try to figure it out, because I really feel like this is a lot. You know, I want us to get through this book in October so we can go through to a whole new book in November. It's very important that in November we start a new book, because we've been reading this book for like 3 months. because of the fact that I had to take breaks and all this other stuff has happened. So we want to have a book a month. We want to have a recommended book a month. And like the last day of this month or any month, I want to tell you what the book is going to be on social media. Hopefully my daughter will stop being so loud. Sorry. My bad. Not really. Anyway, fam. She's a part of the fam too. Franny, say hi.
Hi.
So anyway, today we wanted to just go ahead and I just wanted to let you know that we are in the middle of this book, nearing the middle of this book. So I'm going to hopefully be able to do 2 episodes a day so we can get through this book before the end of November. And once we hit that point where we are finished with the book, I will let you know what the next book will be the last day of the month. The last week of the month. So that way you guys can get prepared. And if you want to read along chapter for chapter, you can have the book on hand. And hopefully I'll be able to provide a link to where you can get the book so you can be prepared and we can do this book club thing together. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys are wrapping it up with a face pass. Until next time, guys, remember, if you love what you have everything you need. Smooches. Peace.